We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All this Eagles conversation. We'll talk to Elliott Shore Parks at 11 today about the draft, which is up in a little bit under 2 months. And of course, free agency, which is now 13 days away. Eagles have some big decisions to make, and they almost all revolve around this idea of whether they want to truly tear it down and rebuild, go with young players, get rid of some of the older players, not restructure contracts, or retool it on the fly by restructuring contracts, freeing up some salary cap space, signing some of their own free agents that are available, some from the outside, and committing to guys like Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks for a few more years to come by restructuring contracts. I mean, it is a philosophical debate, and the Eagles got to make their decision in the next 13 days talking about it here. Also, Phillies yesterday, spring training, Aaron Nola, two innings, two runs. Not a big deal, but I'll tell you what's a very big deal. How he finished the season last year, which was not effective at all. And so we asked this Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all pro sports and horse racing at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. I am a big Aaron Nola fan, but we asked this question today. Is Aaron Nola a true ace? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. I'd say this, John. Last year, my answer? 2 years ago, my answer? A, yes. I mean, when we first did the show, John, one of those first years, Aaron Nola finished third in Major League Baseball for Cy Young and did it at a very young age and has exceptional stuff. He's got great stuff. I mean, I think you can make the case he's got more good stuff than any pitcher we've seen here since Roy Halladay. I really believe, I mean, his ball dances. His ball moves. I find it very fun to watch Aaron Nola pitch because, let's be real, it looks different than all the other Phillies pitchers. I mean, even Wheeler, as good as he was last year, that's primarily just cranking it up with the fastball.
Yeah.
But Aaron Nola really pitches, and I appreciate that. He's got stuff. He's got an arsenal of different pitches. He changes speeds. It's really cool. But 2 years in a row has let him down the stretch. And so, whereas in past years, my answer in spring training would have been, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm not saying Nola's like top five in baseball, but of course, in Major League Baseball, he's a true ace. My answer now, after last year, no. Because I can't count. I don't know that I can count on him down the stretch of a season. So right now, my answer, until he proves otherwise, Aaron Nola, not a true ace in baseball. John, do you agree or disagree with that?
I actually agree with you. And that hurts to say that. Because I had such high hopes and expectations, but watching the down the stretch slumping off the last couple seasons, it doesn't feel like we can depend on him when it matters most. And now we, you know, after talking to Mitch Williams, learning a little more about how he gets underneath the ball, that's part of what makes him his pitches look different. I mean, the torque that he places on that elbow, I think he wears down more than the average pitcher does, and it affects his bottom line in September. So, yeah, you an ace is a guy that will get you there and over that hump when it's when those games matter most at the end of the season, and he has not been that guy.
Didn't do it. So, yes or no, is Aaron Nola an ace? You can certainly weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. That, in addition to all the conversation about the Eagles and how to go about free agency up ahead in 2 weeks. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
John.
Chris.
James.
Chris.
Weasel.
Christopher.
Weasel, hey, I want you to pick out this sound. Tell me what you hear.
What?
It's a very familiar sound to you. Or not John. I'm sorry. Weasel. Weasel. John doesn't know the song. He's a man. Weasel, what's the sound?
What's the song?
Sound.
It's the sound of silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
No.
No?
It's the sound of a man that's not sitting in a bathtub. All right?
Oh, okay.
So this is a non-bathtub call? I like that.
Chris, yeah. Chris, I got to tell you, I was in the bathtub last night for about an hour
Gerald.
And a half.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's about 11:45. Yeah, actually about midnight. Actually, yeah, it was about 10:30 after the Sixers game.
You got a girlfriend now? Why?
Yeah, I was reading a book.
You got to straighten yourself out.
No,
I'm worried about you.
No, don't be, man. It's all good.
I don't
How
want
does
you to
she
be alone
feel
the
about
rest
this?
Of your life.
She deals with it.
Think about that, Joe. Like she, there's an expectation. From your girlfriend
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, she fell asleep.
You take that. You sit on the toilet while you pee. I mean, come on.
Chris, do you have a sports point here before I run you?
I do. So I'm going to touch on something real quick with the Sixers. And then I'm going to pivot back to the Eagles here. So Sixers, I was talking to a buddy about this on Sunday. I'm really excited about what Doc's doing with that team. He seems to be getting the best out of every single one of those players. Joel's having an MVP season, playing the best he ever had. We're seeing the best of Ben. Going back to your previous conversation a few days ago, I think we're really going to see what Ben's made of in the playoffs, because we all know in the NBA that's when teams really play. But I'm loving what I'm seeing from them.
So simple answer for me, Chris. I also am excited, but I don't think it will matter this year. I think the Brooklyn Nets, where James Harden last night just got his ninth triple-double with the Nets since being acquired by them. His ninth will just flat-out beat the Sixers in the playoffs. And I hate to say that.
Now, if they get Lowry, will you still feel that way?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, it gives the Sixers a better chance.
It gives us a much better chance.
Yeah,
that changes things.
I don't know how the Sixers beat the Nets. I really don't. Without the Nets.
Well, we don't know how that's going to look. We have no idea how that matchup's going to unfold.
Well, I feel like I
these
do.
Are, listen, they've built a super team, no question. But we kind of can do the same thing. I expect us to get Kyle Lowry.
I don't.
I think that is on the horizon.
I think it gives them a shot. And with how Ben plays defense and Thibault plays defense and Joel clogs that lane of plays defense, I think you're going to see them ratchet it up. And I think, you know, some of those teams will get shut down. They just need that outside perimeter shooter, that guy
we'll
that can make his own shot.
Chris, give me someone who's the only person to do something.
I'm going to do that. But first, let me preface with, I can't wait to hear the very first game show of Beat the Colin on Friday.
Oh.
I'm predicting a 5-2 loss to you, Weasel. You're going to choke. And
wait, you're predicting a 5-2 loss to me? I agree with that, actually.
Yes.
He will lose
you
to
will
me.
Lose.
Yeah.
No, you'll have
you
two.
Spin those words however you want to spin them to make yourself feel good.
Chris, you just said it. He's
so
going to have
your face crushed in.
We'll be saying this to you.
You got your ass kicked
after Friday.
All right, Chris.
You're going to get crushed.
Chris, only
so
person to do
here,
something.
Woo! Famous first, and I'm changing the words for you, Weasel, because I was going to say was – don't zip me here. Was going to say, hey, he's the only guy to win, go to the 10 Super Bowls and start as a quarterback and win seven rings. But, you know, he may win more. So I'm going to say Tom Brady is going to be the only guy to start and play as a quarterback in the NFL in Super Bowls and win as many as he will win.
Okay. Tom Brady. Well, he is the only one with seven. And he's, I guess, maybe predicting more. Fair enough, Chris. Let's go to Dan right now in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well, Dan.
Good, buddy.
Joe, you brag about, like, this. You're obsessed with winning this division against the worst teams in the history of the NFL. Like, it's really not an accomplishment if that's what we do.
Yeah, I feel similarly.
Well, it depends on how it looks, Dan. I mean, it's sort of like your phone calls. They depend on how good the quality of your phone is.
Well, it's usually bad because you hit me when I'm at a terrible spot on my route. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. We'll have Seltzer check with you from now on. You know, make sure that you're in the right spot with the route. Now, listen, Dan, I mean, I know if the Eagles win a division with seven games the way Washington just did, we're not going to be puffing our chest out in 2022. But I will tell you, with how bad this division, I mean, first off, I want to see what Jalen Hurts has. I mean, I don't like, think of it this way, man. You know, Carson was in a really tough spot last year. There's no doubt. There wasn't great talent around him. But some of that was because of injury, and Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks are a classic example. And you had that joker, I forget that guy, Jamon Brown, that played a game for the Eagles as a starter. Like, I don't want two or three Jamon Browns out there next year. And that's what you could have if you literally don't sign free agents. If we're actually talking, as John is, about removing quality veterans like Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson for salary cap purposes. Like, I don't want that. If that's what you want, go have that on your island, Dan. I don't want that on my island. I don't want that for my football team in 2021.
I don't want that either, but I don't also don't want to pay them $10 million a year like we did for Jason Peters.
Well, I would just tell you this, man. Don't be so afraid to restructure just because it didn't work out with Deshaun and Alshon. The Eagles have been restructuring contracts for 20 years and for the most part have done a very good job with it. Very good job. Dan, give me the only person to ever do something.
Amy from Villanova, only person to date you for more than 2 weeks.
All right, so says you. Not true, but fair enough. 215-592-9494. Wow. Up ahead, Elliot Shore Parks. Does Elliot expect the full teardown and rebuild or some retool with some movement on the fly? We'll talk to Elliot about that, the coming draft as well, up ahead next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.